They say the only difference between a child's toys and an old man's toys is the price. That's a well-known, maybe not such a funny joke, but it is also a terrible truth. People, they get older, they progress in age, and there's like a natural assumption that as you progress in age, you really become more mature. And that's not necessarily true, we all realize. Huh? A person get a lot worse in age, because when you're a child, you're expected to act like a child. When you're older, you're expected to act in an older way. Achrayus, responsibility. If you think about it, that's really what growing up is all about. A child's young, he hits 13. He hits all mitzvahs. A yoke, it's the yoke. Now they like to say, no, I'm all mitzvahs. Maybe it's a nice yoke, but it's a yoke. An ol. He gets married, Chazal say, is an ol isha. That's another more responsibility. You have children, more responsibility. You're a member of a community, more responsibility. You have talmidim, students, people you're makar, people you touch, more responsibility. So you see, and that's a natural process of the world. So it seems to be that mankind as a whole, not necessarily Yugimel, the Jewish gradations, but people understand in the world. That's why people don't want to get married, right? Because they know that part of growing up is taking more responsibility, and people don't want responsibility. Could you imagine a father who lives without a sense of any responsibility, sense of achrayus? Honey, where are the kids? I forgot them. Where's your responsibility? I gave you the children. Hold on to him. Where is he? No responsibility. Someone has a job. Comes late all the time to a job. Where's your achrayus? Where's your responsibility? That's not... Everybody knows. You have a job, you come on time. Someone, the second gets his paycheck, gambles it away right away. I can't do that. I have responsibility. I have a job. I have a family I have to take care of. So this idea of achrayus, responsibility, is a basic concept which everybody understands. Let's talk about the term gadol for a second. Everybody wants to be a gadol. Adam gadol. Great man. We all want to be great men. So what does the term gadol mean? So many say that the idea of being a gadol is someone who's mashpia. Someone who gives to others. Let's bring a few proofs that. Mo'ora gadol, mo'ora katan. What was the mo'ora gadol? The great light. The mo'ora gadol is the sun. The mo'ora katan is the moon. Why is the sun great and the moon is small? Because the sun is mashpia on the moon. The sun gives over. Someone who gives over is a sign of godless, a sign of responsibility. Who is the Adam HaGadol Ba'anakim? Pasuk says, HaAdam HaGadol Ba'anakim, the man who's great amongst the great ones, great amongst the giants, that Avram Avinu. Adam HaGadol Ba'anakim. And who is Mashpia? Who moved the world? Who affected the world more than Abraham? Bringing monotheism, like we say in Discovery, to over half of the globe, right? And with monotheism came ethics. Set ethics, with that came civilization, right? Avraham Avinu was mashpia on the Ganze Bria, Av Hamon Goyim, the father of the nations. He was mashpia on the whole world, and therefore he was Adam HaGadol Ba'anakim. Ata reis laroz la'avdecha es gadlocha. Pasuk in Veschana. Ata reis, you began to show me, Moshe, es gadlocha, your greatness. Hashem showed his greatness to Moshe. Where? Says Rashi, midas tuvcha, the meat of your good. Your good is your hashpa. You're giving over. Ben Agror, Bavram Ben Agror says in his parish on Tfilah, Gomel Chasadim Tovim. That which we say in davening, Gomel Chasadim Tovim, is reflecting back from Hagadol that we mentioned earlier in Shemona Esrei. Kel Hagadol Vanora, Gadol is Mispareish. Each of those central terms is Mispareish, is explained later in Shemona Esrei. So what's the term which relates to Gadol? Gomel Chasadim Tovim. Gadol is to be a giver. Just a few more proofs to this. The Gemara in Shabbos explains the Aleph Beis Kuf Dalet, famous Gemara. Gemara everybody has to know. Aleph Beis is Aleph Bina, learn. Center of everything is learning. Aleph Bina. Gimel Dalet, what's the drasha Gimel Dalet? Gomel Dalim. The first two letters are Gomel Dalim. Gimel Dalet stands for giving over to others, giving to the poor. Gomel Dalim. Gimel Dalet are the first two letters and the Sharish of Gadel, of growing. And we all know the Gemara tells us that a gadol, the Somech al Shulchan Aviv, an older person, but he doesn't have his own parnasa, he's still totally in his father, he's dependent on his father for his eating. Gadol has Somech al Shulchan Aviv. What's the term? Katan. He's a katan. A gadol that Somech al Shulchan Aviv, I can't stand up for myself, is still called a katan. He's still called a katan. And finally, when someone hits 13 and he is a gadol, Then he's allowed to get married, and he's allowed to produce the next generation, to be mashpia to the next generation. So that's the very point. We think, person thinks, what's godless? What does it mean to be a gadol? Godless, the people talk about all the time, to be an adam gadol, gadolim, we follow gadolim. What are gadolim? What's a gadol? When we want to be gadol, what do we mean? We want to be mashpiyim. We want to be mashpiyim. We want to be people who are mashpia and affect other people. And that relates to achrayis. Not exactly the same thing, but if you think about it, the more achrayis, the more responsibility you take for others, it's natural that you're going to be mashpiyah on them. You're going to try to affect them. And it's a wonderful system. Because when I'm mashpiyah on them, then I want to take more achrayis for them. Because I love them, like Reb Dessler says. Right? So this cycle starts with me taking responsibility. Through my responsibility, I reach this point of godless, of being mashpiyah. Through being mashpiyah on them, I feel closer to them. I love them. And now I want to take more achrayis for them. I take more achrayis for them, so I take more responsibility for more and more hashpah on them. It goes up. That's the cycle a person has to find in himself of for his talmidim. I take responsibility, I'm mashpia. The hashpah itself touches me and affects me and makes me want to take more responsibility and more achrayis and more hashpah. There's an amazing letter from Rabbi Yerucham who brings home everything we're saying. He wrote to Yad some talmidim who were in Ludz, and I think, if I got it right, this letter was in Tufresh Tzadik K, which is about 1935. Rabbi Yerucham was nifter in 1936. It's a year or two before he died. So he writes here a letter which is unbelievable. David HaMelech, Olav HaShalom, Tziva Lebonav, David commanded his son, Libno HaChoch Mikol Adam. These were David, what did David impart to Shlomo? The greatest of his sons, the Melech Yisrael, the one who's going to build the Beis HaMikdash. What words did he say to him? Three words. V'chzakta v'yisalish. Be strong and be a man. That's what David has said. That's what David said to Shlomo. V'chzakta v'yisalish. Be a man. V'zui kol tzava lifnei hapir d'mimeno. This is his whole tzava. This is his whole will. His will and testament. V'imkein nichlo v'milazos kol atzlacha. So it must be, in those words, v'chzakta v'yisalish is all success. Hainu. Belila harod banagaso, without showing in your ways, narut, childishness. Upchazut, an impetuousness. Ki reish komarin, listen to this. Reish komarin, the beginning of all bad, the gnus, the sof, kol midas ros, and the disgrace, and the end of all bad midas. What's that all about, Rabbi Yerucham says? Shenikar al misnahig bezet simoni yaldas. You see childishness in a person. That's where all bad midas have a sharish and have a rudin, says Rabbi Yerucham. The gam im rov hashanim lo sar yadusim imenu, like we started with. And as the years go on, his yaldus doesn't end from him. He's still a child. Vim kein bat tzva ketana v'bekemusa, in this short, small will, the David says to Shlomo, nichlal kol atov beichusa. All the good. In three words, David HaMelech hit it on the head and said, this is all good is here. V'chzakta v'yisalish, be a man. V'chzakta v'yisalish, v'chizik godo muta lo adam, and it's a tremendous chizik is mutal on us. Leon mitchazek b'chol yecholus yeli. So a person has to set for himself this goal. What do I want to do? I want to be a man. That's all I want. The exact of yisalish, to be a man. K'dumbani shiuva shiondas and benazil tirgim alzeh dachil chatoyin. What does it mean to be a man? Someone who fears sin. He harei ki yiris achay toli b'malasish. So just a person says, I want to be Yerushimayim. If you want to be Yerushimayim, you have to be a man. If you're not a man, you're not going to be Yerushimayim. Because Zakta B'Yisalish is Yerushimayim. Then came Behepach B'Yaldus. And someone who wants to say a katan, he wants to be small musagim, small parameters, small ideas, small goals, small drives, small ambitions, you won't have Yerushimayim. Megam mikol chesronos teitzei priya yaldus. From all chesronos comes out yaldus. Is that? There's no one to talk to. Miyoch v'dabre divrei chachma b'yirim yalei katan. You can't speak to a katan. Sometimes we look at ourselves, and if we look at ourselves deeply, or maybe not even so deeply, you can find what's holding us back from taking responsibility for Klal Yisrael, for ourselves, is one thing. Cotton. We're cotton. We want to stay with our cottonness. We want to stay small people. We don't want to grow up. Right? We couldn't say that. You have to make a fancy explanation. Right? You can't say, well, how can I not go into Kiruv? You know, because I'm really, I'm immature. I don't take responsibility. I'm staying in cotton. I'm happy being small. You have a pair of new sneakers for me? You can't say that, right? You have to make up a whole thing. But the shorish inside of you, it's one thing. You don't want to take responsibility. You want to stay a small man. You want to stay a cut. Exactly what Elisha is. You can do it, and you know how to do it. We just have to be men. What?
Wasn't Shlomo come about at that time, 100 years old?
And therefore what?
He was a katan Omar, he was a katan.
That's what David HaMelech meant? Grow up? Have two saris? What's he
saying?
Do you think that, what's the lesson of Tanakh if that's what he's saying? Shlomo Melech at 12 years old was more a man than all of us. He was probably married at 13. Let's tell him, have two saris? What's David saying to him? Okay, so it could be all of our actions are being held by that. A festering cottonness rust running us and judging us, right? We're davening like Tanim, we're learning like Tanim, we're doing chesed like Tanim, we're thinking about klaius like Tanim. Is it really so hard to have a little more kavana? Is it really so hard to chazer? Is it really so hard to put other people's needs in front of ourselves, right? Is it really so hard to dedicate your life to Klal Yisrael? But we want to stay Ketanim, we want to stay small. So what do we do about it? So there are a few steps I think we have to get used to. First thing is, we have to not be Ketanim in our learning. Are we taking responsibility? Am I taking Acharias for my learning? Acharias could mean finishing a sugya well, it could mean chazering, it could be knowing it, doing well in the test. Am I taking Acharias, basic responsibility for my learning, for who I am? It's an understood thing in many, many yeshivas, right, that older bacharim always take responsibility for younger guys. Take responsibility. There's a new guy in yeshiva. I remember when I came into the Mir Yeshiva, so a very chashuv bachar there today is a chashuv rav in Ramah Beit Shemesh. Maybe this is why he became a chashuv rav. He said to me, now why did you take responsibility for these two guys? He said, I don't know them. What he said to me, and he said it with such conviction and such firmness and so solid. He says, they're new. That was it. Not three words like David HaMelech said, two words. They're new. Those two guys, they are new. They're new. Yeah, and that was enough. That's enough. Two new guys in yeshiva, you take responsibility. They're new. That's three words. So they're, they are, they're. Tough crowd today. They're new. Okay. Bosai, what about this? What about responsibility to the yeshiva? You have responsibility to the yeshiva. Our actions, every person in this room's actions affect everybody else. And I don't have to tell you that we're a small yeshiva. Huh? A person comes late to Seder. It's mashpia on everybody else. A person leaves his mind early, leaves Seder early at night, goes away in the middle of his mind for whatever reason. I'm not saying you can or you can't go, but you have responsibility. I have achrayas. I am affecting. Now the kindness in me says, I want to do what I want to do. Why should I take responsibility? It's good for me. It's good for me to leave. Maybe it is good for you to leave, but how's it going to affect everybody else in the room? How's it going to affect the ruach of the yeshiva? It has to be part of our mabat. It has to be part of our histaklis. It has to be part of our cheshbon. It's right. Inside of us, it's saying, no, I don't want to do that. That's the katan inside of us, which says, I want to do whatever I want, whenever I want to do. It's good for me. But what's good for the yeshiva? It's unbelievable in Eishet Torah. I'm embarrassed to tell someone to do something that's good for the yeshiva. But is it good for me, Rabbi? Do you think Normandy on June 6th was good for everybody? We believe that we're doing something over here. We believe we're fighting for God. We believe in Rav Noach at all. You're right. Sometimes you take a hit for the yeshiva. Yes, you do. You think every Rebbe here doesn't take a hit for the yeshiva? Every Rebbe that comes in any single day is taking a hit for the yeshiva. People not getting paid, things like that. But it's not necessarily good for me right now. Yeah, but it's good for the yeshiva. But we don't understand that. Bichlal. Bichlal. And if we don't understand that, how can we understand anything? And finally, Rabosa, with this I'll finish. How much am I taking responsibility that these years are the years which are going to build us? If we're not taking Achrayas for Klal Yisrael, who's going to take the Achrayas? The Achrayas, the abilities that are in this room, and the people and the potential, and manpower and firepower which is in this room is phenomenal. Think about it. If everybody here would dedicate themselves to Klal Yisrael, what can we accomplish? Think about it. We all know one Rav, two Rabbanim. Think how much this one did. Think how much Warren Goldstein did. He might come speak in Yeshiva tomorrow. Look what he did, one man. You don't think people there have as much talent as Warren Goldstein? I guarantee many people in this room have as much talent as him. But he took Acharias. He has responsibility. If we would all be like that, we could change the world. So let's work together, both saying Hashem Yazar, that each of us can fulfill in the fullest sense of the word David's command to his son, Bechzakta v'Yisalish. Hatzlacha.